Blog Talk Radio. You do, it's time to shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this hour of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are genuinely and sincerely, eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your life on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey of purpose to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, in our virtual land, Coach Adams, what am I working? I feel the vibrations on this Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Don't you want to live your dreams? Well, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. I encourage you, we encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. For the past 3 weeks, we have pulled pages out of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, in preparation for the launch of my next private mastermind on this very subject. I'm a John C. Maxwell team member, speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach, And I want you to know that Installment of Motivational Mondays is truly empowering. If you've missed it, you want to take a step back into our on-demand library and take a listen. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment that's rich, that we really love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time, because today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we're talking about the power of consistency. The power of consistency. So let's shape up so we can win. But before we jump right on in to today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share with you on today's broadcast. Allow your social media juices to flow. Let them flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle. Go old school. Send an email. Bottom line, I think you get it, a carrier pigeon. How about that? Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your continued support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, and tablets ready, handy, your laptop, desktop, whatever you need to capture the notes around the richness of what will be shared today, I encourage you to grab it real quick. And when we open the lines up, bring those questions and comments at the appropriate time. Well, as I stated, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator Coach Adams, and I absolutely love Mondays. Oh, my gosh. I so love Mondays. I know that can sound like a cliche, but for me, it really isn't. I love Mondays because Mondays gives me the platform and the opportunity to bring richness to the airwaves to support you on your journey to win. And that truly makes my heart sing. That's a part of the why I do what I do. Do you know it costs me to be on the air? And so I'm not here just because I want to have to spend money to be on the airwaves. I'm here because of my anchor in my why, and that is to be able to impart into your life on a weekly basis so that you truly can say, hey, I tuned in to Motivational Mondays today. I jump-started my week, and I've got some greater tools in my toolbox, and I've shaped up so that I can win on my journey. That truly makes my heart sing. So when I say I love Mondays, boy, it speaks to me at my core. And today is our Shape Up series, and I love when we're in our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series today is focused on the power of consistency based on the law of consistency by my leadership guru and partner, John C. Maxwell. You see, in our last three installments, we have been pulling out pages and looking at the 15 invaluable laws of growth as we are preparing for my private mastermind starting literally next week on this very subject. If you have not yet registered, you still have a small window in which to do so. And if you're wondering, well, Coach Adams, 15 invaluable laws of growth, do I really need that? What is that all about? And if you mention when you contact our team by calling 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, you give our team a call before the 15th or by the 15th, we have something special in store for you to take advantage of this truly insightful private mastermind on this subject. You know, if you go back to our on-demand library, I want you to know that this is what's waiting for you just in the past 3 weeks. And there's so much greater richness there. But as it relates to this very subject of what we're talking about, last week on July the 6th, we talked about the power of awareness based on the law of awareness. You must know yourself to grow yourself. You must know yourself to grow yourself. On June 29th, we looked at dealing with pain based on the law of pain. You know, good management of bad experiences leads to great growth. When you're in that bad experience, and oh my gosh, have we all been in a bad experience with COVID-19 and just all of the shifts and what has gone on? When you are a good manager of bad experiences, it will lead you to greater growth. You come out better versus bitter on the other side. That was June 29th. And on June 22nd, which kicked off our four-week series on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, is we're giving you a little taste, a little snapshot of some of the principles based on this very subject. We talked about time to stretch, the law of the rubber band. Because, you know, when growth stops, when you lose the tension between where you are and where you could be, where you desire to grow. And so you want to maintain that tension. I love my spiritual mentors and partners for Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. My coach keeps reminding me, don't forget your law of the rubber band. Keep stretching. And I thank him for that. You got to have great people on your team that will continue to challenge you to grow to another level. That's a whole other subject. That's the dream team. Put your dream to the test. And I would love to be on your dream team and support you, but that is so important. Today on Motivational Mondays, we're looking at the power of consistency. You know, this is the key about consistency. Motivation gets us going. Tuned in to Motivational Mondays today, and it gets you excited, and it gets you going. And I appreciate the opportunity to bring you motivation and inspiration that would jumpstart your week. But motivation is only a part of it. It gets you going. It's discipline that anchors you and keeps you going. And it is so important that we, in whatever areas of our lives we need to improve in, that we grow in discipline. Because consistency, I mean, come on, let's be real here, okay? My global listening audience, consistency, yeah. It's a very boring word. It's boring. Be consistent. Yeah. It's boring. It's lackluster, that routine that you do every day on a regular basis. Consistency is very boring. The word is very boring. But yet it is so key and essential in your growth, in your achievement of your success. You know, it's very interesting. Recently, and I've been hearing this very frequently from a number of different sources, and that's what prompted me to bring this particular principle to you on the airwaves today. I've had a number of people say, Coach Adams, I appreciate your consistency. And this is what's so important and key. You never know who's watching you. You never know. I've had a number of people say, you know, I've been following you for 4 years. I've been watching you for 4 years. I've been watching you for 3 years. I've been watching you for 2 years. And I appreciate your consistency. You know, I met you 6 years ago, and I've been kind of tracking with you. And you've been consistent. And that truly makes my heart sing. And it makes my heart sing because being transparent and honest with you, I must say, there was a season when I was consistently in inconsistent. Yes, I said consistently inconsistent. And so to now be on the other side and to be able to celebrate consistency, thinking that, yeah, I'm consistent, I'm doing things on a regular, I've gotten into a routine, I'm continuing to grow and develop and so on and so forth. And so for others to be able to say, wow, I'm seeing your consistency, it makes a difference. You know, and it's interesting because I had an associate and they approached me about this business that they had started. And in my mind, or this business opportunity, in my mind, I thought, wow, consistency is lacking. It's like, it seems like every few months you're telling me about something new. And so I can't even keep up. You don't have any consistency. So when approached, I thought, I better wait until you kind of get into that a little bit because you've been inconsistent. Now, don't misunderstand me. I understand that we have to find that space. I am all about finding that space. I remember when I was on my journey early on and I was discovering who I am. And of course, we talked about the power of awareness and who I am and what's my purpose and what am I passionate about. So I understand that there is a season of discovery. But you know, you've heard the term being a jack of all trades and a what? I hear the vibrations. You know it. You heard it. A master of nothing. And so people are looking for individuals who appear to have grown in mastery in a particular area. I often get tickled when I hear John Maxwell speak. You know, he says, people tell me I'm such a great speaker. And he's like, well, if I'm not a good speaker after 1,500 or so speeches, I have a problem. Because the more you do something, that consistency of doing something, the goal is that you will grow better over time. And so that consistency is key. One of the things that I think is important for us to really evaluate is two questions that I want to put out in the virtual boardroom for you to process and think about, even beyond our hour of empowerment and our time together. I want to provoke thought in you so you can make an anchor, get an anchor in being more consistent in whatever your desires are, whatever your vision is, whatever your goals are, whatever your dream is, that you would grow more consistent in that. Because although we may not say to a person, and I wouldn't say it to a person because I don't want to bust their hope bubble, but someone coming constantly shifting into something else and you can't keep up with what they're doing, the consistency is lacking. And the reality is people are looking for consistency because that shows that you're stable in a particular area. And so I want you to evaluate, do you know what you personally need to improve in? Do you know the areas of where you need to improve so that you can grow and be more consistent? That's one question that I want you to think about. I also want you to think about and process, do you know why you're doing what you're doing and why it's important to improve? And the reason why I say that, and this is so important and key, it's truly a thought-provoking question. Because your why, my why, is so key. I want you to think about why power. Why power is stronger than other forces. Because we hear a lot about willpower, 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 willpower. But if you don't have the right anchor in your why, the willpower will kind of fall off as well. But the why power is a strong force, and it's stronger than willpower because it truly anchors you. When I'm not feeling motivational, I come to Motivational Mondays to bring you motivation because my anchor, my why, it's not me and how I'm feeling, it's you. And being able to bring you motivation, bring you inspiration, empowerment, tools for your toolbox. Because I love it when I get the calls and people say, I was tuned in, that I didn't even know we're tuned in. And while I love that show and I got so much richness and so on and so forth. And so Motivational Mondays, as I stated, being transparent at the top of the hour, I pay to be on the air. I pay for my airtime. So it's not about me, but rather the why, the anchor is you, so that I can be used within the capacity of my gift to empower you on your journey. And so that why is stronger than how I may be feeling in the moment. Today, being transparent, my day was so packed on purpose that it was like, oh my gosh, I hadn't promoted my show, but I was driven to know, regardless if my timeline may be a little off, that I'm going to move forward with my show. Why? Because of you. I have regular listeners that tune in that have said how valuable Motivational Mondays is to their life and their journey. And so there was no thought of not pressing through and moving forward. My flesh, my humanity was like, oh my gosh, forget about it. But I couldn't. I really couldn't, because I love this opportunity to be used within the capacity of my gift and calling to support you on your journey. I may not know who each and every one of you are, but I want you to know that I value you and I want to see you birth your vision. I want to see your vision live, whatever that may be. I want to see you achieve your goals. And I want to see you living out your dreams. You know, I had a wonderful coaching session with my personal coach, Al Hollingsworth, last week. And it was such a standout. And all of my sessions are great. But one of the things that was so thought-provoking is, what will your 10-year older self say about the decisions you're making today? That was so powerful for me. Because I can say that my 10-year older self would say, you go, girl, you were living your dream. It may not have been a perfect journey. It may not have unfolded the way that you wanted it to. You may not have had all the money that you wanted, but you did that thing. You were not afraid to live out what you believe you were placed on the planet to do. Go, girl. Because so often as we mature, people become resentful because they did not live their dream. They did not fight to be consistent, to make it happen, to grind and do whatever it is to that tipping point of seeing the fulfillment of their dreams. When I tell you the journeys that I have had, oh my goodness, they are so branded on my heart. I've taken journeys that people would hope in a lifetime they could do. In some cases, I've done journeys, gone to places 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. I'm very honored by that. But that's because I took a risk. And I remember when I first took a risk and began to pursue purpose, people well-meaning, my family, close people around me, they were like, girl, you need to get a job. What you think you doing trying to follow some dream? Okay, they didn't say it all like that, but that's what the energy was saying. Who do you think you are? You need to get a job up in here. And I took risk because I was able to at the time. And I wanted to pursue. I didn't want to look back and have regret. A part of that is being consistent with something. Don't be a jack of all trades, taking on this, taking on that, taking on this, taking on that. As I mentioned, an individual, I can't keep up with all of the stuff that they keep taking on. And I get it. Clearly, they're trying to find their niche, and I respect that. And I trust that you don't misunderstand what Coach Adams is saying today, but I want you to know that that consistency in a specific area is key. Why? Because there is a very reason why you've been created, why you've been placed on the planet. And if you're discovering to tap in and to find that, I support you on that journey. But if you're just trying to find the next wealth pot, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with wealth, because we're in a world society that you have to have the resources. For those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard me say this. When it's the first of the month, your mortgage holder or the landlord, they don't want to hear that you're following your dream and I'll catch you next month. You have to do an exchange. So I'm not minimizing the need for money, but we must keep it in the proper perspective. So I want to challenge you to pause and think about, am I being consistent on my journey? Have I tapped into the very thing that I'm created to do? And am I continuously growing in that direction? Am I being intentional? The first law of the 15 invaluable laws of growth is the law of intentionality. And this is one of the things that is so important for us to understand, that growth is not a single event. It's not one single event. It is a progression that is continuous. You see, many get excited about the wedding day, and they plan for the wedding day, that one single event. But they don't look at what is it going to take to have a successful marriage, till death do us part, this long life partnership, because they're so focused on the single event and the wedding day, that very moment. And so growing consistently, you may be thinking, okay, what does this mean? Do you know what you need to improve? Are you processing that question? Do you know what you need to improve? Because motivation and personality is not going to sustain you. You may have and be truly motivated. You may have a charismatic, magnificent personality. I said magnificent personality. But it's not going to sustain you. Because you know what's going to happen? You're going to have a life event. A crisis is going to come up. Or you're going to have a circumstance that's going to throw you off your square. And guess what? You're not going to feel motivated. And your personality is not going to be that charming. Why? Because you're in a pressure point now. And that salty side of you, I know we want to think that we are absolutely perfect, but the only one that I know was perfect was Jesus. So can you walk on water? If not, we have imperfections. And so with that, you know, you need to understand that there are times when the little personality is going to have little cracks in it because we're not perfect. So when we look at, do you know what areas you need to improve in? Maybe you need to improve in the area of motivation and your personality, because that won't sustain you by itself, but it's definitely a great opportunity to work on that area. You know, I want to encourage you, start with the small stuff. What are the small adjustments that you can make daily to grow in consistency, to grow in being consistent? Small steps daily. You know, one of the things, and I must be transparent and honest with you, my peeps. Social media, oh my gosh, I need a social media guru so bad. But I know that you have to be consistent. And I pale in comparison to what others are saying you need to do. But I said, I got to start small. We're talking about what? Start with the small stuff. Start small. And so I have a commitment. At minimum, just post something once a day. At minimum. Now, I may post things, but I had to get into that consistency because I was going from zero to one. I couldn't go from zero to 10 because I was not doing it, and so I had to be consistent. And so start small and build from there in whatever it is. Start right where you are. Make a commitment to you and keep your word to you. Be patient in the process. You know, that's one of the things that I am growing to learn. And I thank my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, because a part of our coaching last week, my coach said, one day you'll look up and you'll realize you made it. But it's that patience. You cannot expect for your business to break open overnight, for your vision to just mysteriously blossom overnight, the one-hit wonder overnight success. That's not a reality for the majority. I'm not saying that on occasion it hasn't happened. But behind every great success story, there are trials and tribulations and individuals that have been grinding it when you didn't even know they were grinding it. And you thought, oh my gosh, where did they come from? And they were in the trenches for years being consistent, doing what they needed to do to get to that moment. And so we have to be patient with the process. The journey to success, it is a process, and it requires us to be faithful on the journey along the way. And with that, speaking of journey, value the process. I know many of us, we're like, do I have to go through all of this? Does it take all of this? Well, you have to determine how much do you want to achieve your goal. Is it important enough to you to continue to fight, to press through? Because the successful person, this is the key. The successful person has the habit of doing the things that failures don't like to do. The success doesn't like to do them either, but he or she may dislike it, but they recognize how important it is. And so, guess what? They submit to it so that they can be strong in their purpose. And so it's important to recognize that I may not want to be consistent with social media. It's actually very grueling for me. I wish I had someone that could just take that on. I welcome it. Here, have it. Have at it. But in the meantime, I have to do what I have to do. And a dear friend of mine says, do what you have to do until you don't have to do it anymore. And so whatever that looks like for you, but is it worth it? Is your journey worth it? You see, growing consistently, you're going to have to look at, okay, do I know why I want to improve? What is my anchor? Am I clear on why it's important for me to grow to the next level to improve? Again, if it's just, oh, I'm trying to get more money, Coach Adams, you don't understand the need again for money. I am one, I must tell you, I have nice taste. I like a nice thing. So I get it. But the money cannot be the why and the driving force, because when the money is not there, guess what? You're not going to do it. You're going to go to the next thing 3 months later. Okay, that wasn't it, and say that wasn't it, but it was that you were driven by the money. That was the wrong driver. And so when the money wasn't there, you said, holla, bye, moving on into the next thing. And they don't even relate to one another. I can at least say I may have certain quadrants, but they all relate. They all come back to my purpose and the reason why I've been placed on the planet. Speaking, teaching, training, and coaching. Speaking, teaching, training, and coaching. Anything that I do, it's around those four things for Coach Adams and Wynn International. Speaking, teaching, training, and coaching. It's all about empowering individuals in what? How do we do it? Teaching, training, and coaching. I know, pretty boring, but that is the consistent wheel that keeps us going, speaking, teaching, training, and coaching. So when you think about what is it for you, what's the consistency, what does that look like? And so when you evaluate what does it look like, you have to determine, do I have the habits in that area? Now, I want you to know, please understand, Coach Adams by no way has completed her journey. I am still in process. I'm still growing. I'm still developing. I'm still building healthy habits in certain areas. Some areas I got it tight. Other areas I'm still growing. And the reality is for each and every one of us, growth doesn't stop. We can stop growing, but the process of growth, it doesn't stop. And so if you want to grow to the next level, you have to evaluate and understand, what is my why? Why am I doing what I'm doing? What is the anchor? What is my why power that's going to keep me going when I don't quite feel like it? Am I clear on why I need to improve? Is it because I want to establish greater habits? Is it because of whatever that may be? I'm cautious about putting too many things in the atmosphere, specifically because I want it to be you, that you process and you drill down on what it is for you, not for someone else. We have to envision our vision and be clear on what that looks like from the inside out, not the outside in. I can't look to you for you to validate the call that I believe God has on my life and the gifts and talents that I bring to that call. I have to know that, because when the money's not there and when you're paying to be on the air or whatever it may be, you are clear on the why of what's driving you. Do you know when you are supposed to improve? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what do you mean by that? Meaning, have you set timelines for yourself in the area of growth? Are you intentional about your growth and development? Because this is one of the things that I've come to realize. If we're not intentional, I can have the desire to grow, but guess what? If I'm not intentional, it's not going to happen. You know, I have the goals, and yeah, they're there, but there's no conversion on that because there's no consistency, and I don't know what my anchor is, and it's just out in the atmosphere. Whee, I want that. And so there's so many elements that have to take place for us to grow to another level. And that's why, you know, my heart is so strong and pulled right now. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of this season that we're in, to focus on you and to grow and develop you to another level. And the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, my private mastermind on this very subject, 8-week in-depth study on the very topic and the book by John C. Maxwell, my leadership partner. You know, there's such power that happens in the collective intelligence of a mastermind, and you blend with that coaching empowerment by yours truly. Oh my gosh, and the unique individuals that come together, it is powerful. It is powerful. And you may just need to be in the right environment. Right now, the reality is that life has thrown us some lemons. It really has. We've had so many things that have gone on just in this year of 2020 that are so significant. We've gotten some lemons. But what are we going to do with the lemons that we have gotten? Are you going to make something refreshing or yummy with that? Or are you just going to take those bitter lemons and say, okay, well, that life gave me the lemons, and then become bitter? No, we have choices. And so the choice to grow, the choice to be intentional in your growth, it's not easy. I don't want to paint the picture that it's easy. Growing in discipline, it's not easy. You have to be committed to the journey. You have to be focused on the journey. It doesn't just happen. We don't just fall into and we're grown. Yay, we. No, we have to be intentional. Again, that's law number one of the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And so, you know, it may be time to stop setting goals and focus on growing. Focus on having a growth consciousness versus just goals. Growth consciousness is key. I'm not going to share with you all of the various layers of the growth consciousness. Why? Because you'll have to join the private mastermind to get that rich insight. But I want you to know that a part of the journey is we're moving from the mindset of just having a goal to a growth consciousness. There is a distinct difference. There really is a distinct difference. And if you want to grow and level up to the next level, you want to take the mastermind with me and the powerful group that is being assembled, because your potential, not an event, it's not a goal, it's not a product. Your potential, my potential, is a constant journey of discovery, a constant journey of growth, a constant journey of insight. You see, when you're on a constant journey, when you look at your 10-year older self, they're happy about the decisions that you've made. They really are. They celebrate the decisions that you've made because you were in a growth consciousness versus just goals. Because if you reach the goal and there's no greater substance associated with that, you will not be satisfied with the goal. And then it's like, okay, let me, what's the next goal? You're not satisfied. There is no significance. And that's why the why power is so key. And so I want to support you with tapping into your greater potential. But it's going to require that you are consistent and constant on your journey, that you're constantly discovering you, that you're constantly doing what you need to do to grow you, that you are constantly gaining insight from one situation to the next. You know, I did a mastermind. It was very powerful and so timely on leading through crisis, how to turn adversity into an advantage. And you can turn adversity into an advantage when you glean the insight and you grow forward from a situation. Because the reality is that crises are common. Crises happen. There's no getting around it. We all deal with crises at a different level. Granted, we're all in this COVID-19 crisis. You know, I understand that the governor is starting to shut California back down again. And it's disappointing because we just barely opened up. But I get it. They need to be healthy and to take precautions, not only for themselves, but for others. And so the harsh reality is that the COVID-19 cases in California, it's soaring. It should be dropping, but it's soaring because there's a lack of consciousness, a lack of sensitivity around what we should do. And so what I want you to understand is that your potential, again, it's not an event, as we talked about. If you're just looking for the wedding and not what do I need to do to have a successful marriage, you're missing it because growth is not a single event. If you're just going from goal to goal, you'll become disenchanted because the goal alone, it's not enough. There has to be a why. There has to be something greater, a greater cause, a greater reason beyond you that's driving you, whatever that may be. And it's not a product, as we talked about. It's not a product. Yeah, your potential is not in a product. Like if you're a great singer, you produce a CD and that's like, oh, okay, that's my product. Your potential is beyond that. But why are you producing the CD? Why are you writing the book? Why are you producing the movie, writing the screenplay, starting the business? What is the why? Your potential is a constant journey of discovery, growth, and insight. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, you said that a couple of times. I think I get it now. I want to make sure that you get it because it's so important to anchor in that. If you develop the habit of success, you'll make success a habit. For me, that's exciting. So if we focus on developing great habits, and if we make success a habit, then guess what? Over time, that consistency, that boring word, consistency. If you develop the habit of success, and let me help you understand what a habit is. It's been stated that a habit is an acquired mode of behavior that has become involuntary, addictive. It's a compulsory way of acting, fixed through repetition. So when you look at a habit, when we grow in the consistency each day, like my grueling social media daily post, it's a lot. People see that, and I love that they're inspired by it and all of that, but they don't know behind the scenes what it took to just bring that one little pop in the atmosphere that day. It was well beyond that post. There was a lot of energy that it took to select it, to compile it, to design it, to put it together. But I understand the importance, and I'm just sharing that as one area because the reality is I know I'm not alone with navigating through this whole social media game. And so I use that as a real-life illustration and being transparent with you because I'm growing in the habit of being consistent in this area. Do I still have amazing opportunities for growth? Absolutely. I'm not saying I've completely arrived, by no means. And so I love to quote Shakespeare, "To thine own self be true." You have to be true to yourself. You got to know yourself to grow yourself. And so as we prepare to hear from you, because I really want to hear from you, I'm curious to know, what will you do to make a difference, to anchor in your why, to change those bad habits? Because change doesn't happen accidentally. It doesn't just happen. We must be intentional. Growth doesn't just happen. We must be intentional. And I want to hear from you. What are you taking away? You've invested, and thank you so much for getting in the habit of tuning in to Motivational Mondays, that consistency of jump-starting your week with motivation and inspiration to be empowered around your vision, your achievement of goals, and your dreams. I love it, and I'm honored by it. You've tuned in to this hour of empowerment. I would love to hear from you as we now welcome your interaction in our programming. This is that time where we share in the discussion and we invite you to ask a question or share a comment around your takeaway for today's installment as we have been looking at the power of consistency and pulling pages out of my leadership partner's book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth in Preparation for My mastermind, my private mastermind on this very subject. So I want you to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue because it's amazing how quickly time flies by. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. You know, I often joke and say you wouldn't need to make a withdrawal out of a bank and walk in the bank and never go up to the teller, would you? No, of course not. And so I want you to know, if you've taken the time to tune in, your resident empowerment coach is in session. I'm not twisting your arm, but I sure am saying, if you're in the bank, make a withdrawal. I'm here for you. This is your time. So I would love to hear from you. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. Meanwhile, let's take a look back at what we've talked about, some richness over the past 4 weeks. We've looked at the power of awareness, and we understand that this power of awareness tells me that I must know myself to grow myself. And, you know, if I don't know myself, I need to work on knowing myself, understanding my purpose, understanding what is it that I'm passionate about. So in our four-week series on the 15 invaluable laws of growth and the four laws that we've shared with you, we talked about dealing with pain. How do you process and deal with pain? Because we discovered that good management of bad experiences leads to great growth. Are you converting the bad experiences? Are you now positioning yourself for great growth? Are you maximizing this time and looking at other opportunities? Whatever that may look like for you, I want you to understand that we move into our next in our laws, that it's time to stretch. Get out of your comfort zone. Interestingly enough, this whole COVID-19, I think it has really stretched many of us out of our comfort zone. We're doing things that we didn't do before, that we didn't know how to do, that, you know, we've had to figure things out. But some of us, we've gotten complacent, and we're still, you know, I often reference, who moved my cheese, my little sniff and scurry? One takes a journey into embracing change, and the other dies because they don't want to be challenged. They don't want to be stretched out of their comfort zone. They're afraid to take risk, and so they die. Because again, time to stretch the law of the rubber band, growth stops when we lose the tension. Hear this. When we lose the tension between where we are currently and where we want to grow, where we could be. And then, of course, today, this powerful time on the power of consistency. Are you like I was in the past? Have you been consistently inconsistent? Or are you growing and being consistent? Are you doing what you need to do to stretch yourself, to challenge yourself, and to grow? Are you one that has a growth consciousness versus a goal consciousness? And let me just give you a few of these little nuggets that I love as we prepare to wrap up today, because our time has come to a close. I want to give you an example, though, so you can understand what I'm saying. So goal consciousness is focused on a destination, period. That's it. Let me just get to the destination. Let me just get to the destination. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Growth consciousness is focused on the journey. You embrace the fullness of the journey and all that it brings. It's not just about, let me get to the destination, but you embrace and you're focused on the fullness of the journey. And that's a part of what we're going to be talking about when we dive in deeper to this particular law that we're discussing currently, the power of consistency and the law of consistency. Again, I want to give you an opportunity, and I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. If you're interested in my private mastermind on the 15 invaluable laws of growth, you still have a couple of days to get yourself registered, and you can give our team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Or you may send an email to admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. I want to challenge you, don't lose focus on your goals. Don't lose focus on your goals because of what's going on in the world around us. I'm not saying that you have to process through differently, but I don't want you to just shut it down and not still focus on progressing your goals forward. And so I ask you this question: what are you doing differently to get greater results in this season, specifically this season being a season of difficulty? This may be the very time that you need to check and evaluate who's on my dream team, who's in my circle of trust, who do I have circling the wagons around me, what is my support? Because I must admit honestly and transparently, I am so grateful for having the right support circling the wagons around me. If I didn't have the key individuals that I have on my dream team at this time, I don't know how I would have navigated through this season, to be honest with you. You know, my mentors and spiritual parents, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth of Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap, my bishop and pastor, Bishop Kennessy Ulmer and First Lady Tagata Ulmer, and my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, and a host of others. Those are just my three top tiers, but I have a host of others that are on my team. And it has truly made a difference. And so now is the perfect time. I want to challenge you. Now is the perfect time for a winning partnership. One-on-one coaching truly makes the difference. Know that I'm not just saying that. That is what my clients are saying every week, every session on a regular. So call for details concerning that. And, you know, here's what a participant actually had to share in my last mastermind that I want to share with you. And I was so touched by their reflection. They said, Coach Adams, I feel like I just ate an incredible, delicious meal. If it wasn't enough that they said a delicious meal, they said incredible, delicious. And I love that. And they said, thanks, Coach Adams. The journey was well worth it. So the mastermind, call for details, one-on-one coaching, call for details. As we close out today's installment, if you're not already a part of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, we want to continue the dialogue through social media. Know that it's an open group. All are welcome, and you simply just ask to join. And it is our Facebook Motivational Monday form. We so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. And by the way, you can reach Coach Adams through Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And so know that for the most part, Coach Adams, for you and or my name, Shania Adams, you'll find those connections and would love to connect with you and keep you in the loop. I so am interested in your personal and your professional growth, and I want to assist you with creating a plan, if you don't already have one, so that you can be more intentional about your growth. So let's connect. I want to connect with you. If you want to learn more, and this is your first time maybe tuning in, you can visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. That's my website. Because I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success through my branded Win Shop, Shape Up and Win, 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, my mastermind, my one-on-one coaching, speaking, teaching, training, and coaching. Remember, that's what we do under the umbrella and brand of Win International. We give you vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. So whatever your level is, we're here to support you. Receive empowering tools to win in life, on your journey, and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally so that you can do what? Win. Work it now. You don't want to miss our next installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Of course, we always bring you great richness. Remember, if you have missed any of our past episodes, especially in this series of 4, if you want to go back, we encourage you to visit our on-demand library at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U, blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. It's been such a joy sharing with you on this Motivational Monday. I'm here every Monday consistently for you. Ah, the law of consistency based on the 15 invaluable laws of growth. So I'm here for you consistently. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I leave you with this: I coach and you win.